Hi, I'm Eunice Jung from Emma Alert School, and I'm a junior here, and I'm from South Korea.
Eunice, welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. We're now flipping the microphone. You are now in front of the microphone being interviewed. You've been working on a really excellent series of interviews this semester. Could you tell us about what you've been working on?
So I've been making interview series based on a core topic, medical ethics. And I would like to talk about a little bit about how I ended up having this as my core topic, because primarily I was going to do something on medicine. But when I was talking to you, my advisor, you advised me that I should try to focus on the detail or like the specific part. So I was thinking about it, and I realized that a lot of people are aware of the development of the science behind medicine, but we actually kind of overlook the social science part of medicine, while medicine itself is used to help us or aid the people who are in need. While there are so many issues going on that occur because people do not have access to medicine. So I felt like if I would dig deeper into this topic, it would be a very interesting topic to interview others as well.
Yeah, we were talking a lot about how the sanctuary is very rooted in social and environmental justice and how to kind of navigate medicine in that way. And you did a really excellent job in coming up with this medical ethics. What interests you in medicine? Why is this a field that you are gravitated towards?
So I've been interested in medicine since middle school, after I've been able to go to a summer program and I was able to take the biomedical science class. And I loved that class so much because what we learned in books, we were able to perform them in like different experiments such as dissection. And I felt like learning science was fun, but like applying that to a specific term was way better. It felt like I was able to apply what I learned through a book in real life. So I was definitely interested in the field of science and something about the medical field by then. But then as I was able to study more and more, I realized that I really admire the doctors and all their works, but I also admire all the researches that are going through in the medical field. So for instance, I've been able to participate in a research to find a cure in lung cancer. And this definitely ignited my interest in the medical field way more than ever. So that's how my interest in the medical field kind of developed throughout the years.
Yeah, you mentioned applying science outside of the classroom and the books. Do you feel like creating an audio series around medical ethics was also a way to apply science in a different way?
Definitely, because I just wanted to give a shift in the point of view. I enjoy learning about the science behind medicine, but I just realized how we just simply like merely overlook the social science behind medicine and its impact in the society because we're just so caught up in the fact that the development is our primary concern that we don't really look at how it's affecting us human beings. So I really wanted to bring up a spin-off of in terms of like medicine, but at the same time, for me, I did not have prior experience on like the social science impact of medicine. So it was a new experience for me, but I've definitely read certain articles about these ongoing issues of a medicine accessibility and et cetera. So I felt like I can definitely do interviews and get more information from expertise.
The interviews that you did really spanned a range of perspectives to better understand what medical ethics is. Could you talk about some of the topics that you dove in with your interviewees and what you took away from those conversations?
So most of them focused on inequality throughout the whole interviews because medical ethics is similar to bioethics, but I just wanted to know, like, in a wide range, I wanted to touch base on different types of point of views on medical ethics. So my last interview was done with Dr. G from Siena College, and she's economics professor, and she talked about the Obamacare, which we widely know in the United States. But she mentioned that that was like a mini step towards medical ethics, because there's still like universal insurance system that we should go through. Because she also mentioned how health insurances aren't supposed to overburden you to like lose homes. Like, you should be able to have access to your own necessities and medical insurances. However, that we all know as in common that that is not the case in current world. And she mentioned that the policies are working on the universal insurances, and that's pretty much what really stood out for me, because a lot of people say that, oh, Obamacare is like everything, like I think we're all set to go, but that's not really the case. It's only like the first mini step towards the actual medical ethics.
Do you feel like your interviews only focused on the inequality, or how are we moving forward in our medical system?
So I can refer this to Dr. Holt's interview, because we talked about Paul Farmer and his works, how students can relay, how she personally could relay. But she also mentioned all those medical ethical projects that he did in Haiti that's still ongoing. His influences all around the world is still ongoing. So it's a really bright side that there are people to take on from what he has left off, and there's still room for improvement. And as Dr. G also mentioned, there are policies that are going through to develop the universal health insurance system.
And what is your role in moving forward? How do you want to be a part of this movement?
As a person who would love to continue my interest in the medical field, I think it's really important to be aware of what I do and my influence, because I do not want to merely develop a medicine and not care about the side effects. I think if I'm doing something for the people, it's definitely crucial for me to think about what its effect is going to be. In the close future, the biggest thing that I can do is pretty much raise awareness and inform others in this type of term, because as I mentioned earlier, I did a wide range of interviews on various topics, and I think that that's what allows a lot of different people to be interested in this topic. Like, some of them could actually personally relate and can result in their actual personal interest. So I'm looking forward to raising awareness at the first place as a high school student, but I'm definitely trying to put myself in a situation where I actually am taking care of medical ethics before I make any medical decisions.
What were some of the challenges, and what were some of the real successes in using the audio platform to do this work?
So some challenges are that if I reach out to the professionals, some of them did not answer back, but then that's okay. I can move on. But it's just, I had all these interview questions planned ahead of time, because I actually did research on them, because these professionals, I could find them on the internet. I tried to focus on their personal experiences, so most of the questions were personalized to them. But if they didn't answer, I had to start it all over again. But then I think this was still a valuable experience, because that's part of the interview process. Like, you can't always get access to whoever you want to. So in terms of successes, I would definitely say all my segments were a great success. I think I can definitely hear myself getting better with like interacting with my interview, because when I first did it, I was very nervous and I thought that I shouldn't get any word wrong. But like when I continued on with my interviews, I was able to engage more in a conversation-based interview. So I was able to make a little bit of personal interactions with them before and after the interviews. And some of them actually gave me others that I can interview at the same time as well. And then they were eager to talk about it more, even outside of the interview time, because 10-minute interview is definitely a short time for them to unpackage everything that they have. But I was willing to hear that outside of the interview slot. So that was a very valuable experience for me.
Thank you, Eunice Jung, for joining us on Hudson Mohawk Magazine and for creating this excellent series. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
So a lot of you may be interested in how the scientists are developing medicines, and that might be your only focus on medicine. But then I would like to emphasize that there is the other part of medicine which actually directly affects you and correlates to you. So I think it's very essential and critical for us to pay attention to the medical ethics. Thank you.
Thank you so much.